So, the Republican members of Utah's delegation sent a letter yesterday to President Barack Obama and Interior Secretary Sally Jewell, saying they're really proud of Canyonlands and how great it is for visitors and what an amazing place it is. But at the same time, the delegation said that Obama and Jewell should endorse a plan by state and local leaders to figure out what to do with the big swath of area around the national park, and that Obama shouldn't just go ahead and name a national monument. Your listeners probably remember the idea that's been touted out there on the Greater Canyonlands National Park, which would preserve 1.8 million acres around the Canyonlands Park. And it's possible that Obama could do that kind of naming of a national monument in the near future. We're not sure when. But Utah's GOP crew says that he should wait while the state and local folks kind of figure out what they want to do in their own backyard.
Okay, so part of the message they're sending is, look, we're proud of the conservation that's been done, but we need to evaluate from the local level what's happening, and you guys shouldn't step on our toes.
Yeah, pretty much. You summed it up, and that was a shorter letter if you wrote it.
Thomas, a follow-up on this is, you know, do we have any indication yet as to whether or not the president will act on this? These declarations are generally surprises, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I try to keep in touch with, you know, officials at all level when it comes to that. And as far as I know, there's no plan coming forward anytime soon. But, you know, those things change. You know, we're in election year. I'm not sure the administration cares really how Utah's elections are going to turn out. So it's a prime area. But then again, you know, they've got other issues they're worried about right now.
Definitely. We'll have to get to some of those further on in this conversation. But speaking of Utah's delegation in Washington, Senator Mike Lee is teaming up with his old pal, Senator Ted Cruz, once again. What's the dynamic duo doing this time?
Yeah, you know, so I guess that does that make Ted Cruz Batman, and that would make Mike Lee Robin, right?
Right, of course.
Well, holy shnikes, Batman. Cruz and Lee sent a letter to Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid this week warning that if he calls a lame duck session, which is, you know, the session that Congress would hold after the elections are already done, but before the new Congress starts, that the two senators would vote against or try to block any non-emergency legislation. That means they'll work against anything like, you know, immigration reform, tax reform, or things like treaties or nominations. Their argument is that they think it's unfair that a Congress with members who didn't run lost in their elections should decide the big ticket issues. The problem with that could be, you know, a mess in some ways. That Congress this week and next week are, you know, it's kind of deciding how it's going to pass a temporary stopgap budget deal that would need to be redone possibly later this fall, this winter. So now we're looking at a situation where we might have another showdown that ends in a shutdown if there's some kind of battle during the lame duck session. You know, it's a good old Washington at work.
Yeah, good old Washington at work indeed. You know, I always have to wonder about how this would look from the flip side. You know, does Mike Lee worry about retribution should the Republicans get control of the Senate and then seeing the same thing happen to him?
You know, I think it's going to be that way no matter what. So there's always the minority always feels like they're not being treated fair. And so, you know, they're always fighting. They're always trying to block things. You know, it used to be they could get along and pass compromise things. But it's such a dirty word here in this town that who knows if he's even concerned about that.
Yeah, who knows? I guess that's just the nature of the game right now. Thomas, finally, President Barack Obama this week asked Congress for help in his plan to attack and dismantle the so-called Islamic State of Syria and the Levant. How are Utah's members reacting to that?
So your listeners probably watched or listened to the president's address this week, where he called for what's called Title 10 authorization. He's asking Congress for approval of this that would say the Defense Department could train and assist groups like the Syrian opposition to fight against the Islamic jihadists and partner with these other rebel groups to fight ISIL. So far, the Utah delegation is pretty much, you know, taking a wait and see approach. The key phrase around here this week has been no blank checks. They don't want to say, here you go, Obama, good luck. They want this limited, detailed plan on how his authority is going to be used. And I guess we're going to see, you know, the senators are pretty much wanting to see this plan before they say whether they're going to go for it or not. Same with the House members. So we'll see how this goes down. In the end, you'll probably get most of the Utah delegation on board, but there might be a few holdouts.
Well, I guess we'll know shortly. It's an unenviable situation to have to deal with, definitely. Thomas Burr, thanks as always for bringing us up to date on what's happening in Washington.
Thank you, Roger.
And again, that was Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes. He joins us weekly for this conversation, and you can find a link to Political Cornflakes on our website, kcpw.org.